Small businesses in Tallahassee might soon be impacted financially due to the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Ted Reddick steps outside his office and onto a lot where his company's charter buses, limos, trolleys, and more are parked. He's general manager for Mike's Limousine Service.
So here you have a whole another line of buses that are cleaned, fueled, ready to go anywhere that they want.
Riddick says the vehicles are grounded because almost all of his customers have canceled on him.
Did some preliminary numbers the other day just on stuff that's in the next ensuing couple of weeks. We have cancellations in the neighborhood of $70,000 right now.
Schools have closed due to the coronavirus, meaning students won't need charter buses for athletic events, competitions, or field trips. People are starting to rethink upcoming wedding plans and celebrations. Riddick says realistically, there won't be much business until the end of April.
I'm hoping within 90 days this is going to go away. However, in 90 days, I'm in slow season, which is summertime for us. We don't make near the kind of capital we do. We will lose probably, if we're closed for the next 90 days realistically, we'll lose roughly a third of our annual income.
He has already applied for a small business emergency loan, but depending on how much he gets,
it will probably take 2 to 3 years to get back on top to where we were.
Not all businesses have felt immediate impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. Carol Hoover, owner of Carol's Critters, says it's too soon to tell what the impact will be on her pet supply store because spring break is usually quiet.
So we'll see in the next few weeks how much it impacts us. But fortunately, we have no regulations about when we have to close. None of our shipping or supply lines have changed. So we're planning on being here as usual, as long as we're able to.
Right now, her business hasn't been impacted by the coronavirus, and Hoover says she doesn't expect to catch it from customers.
Most of our interactions are going to be across the counter or not really close, and I'm not too concerned about that at this point in Leon County. If I were in another city, very possibly, but here in Tallahassee and Leon County, I feel pretty comfortable with this community here.
Just in the last 48 hours since the governor activated the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program, we have received about 1,500 emails.
Mike Myrie is CEO of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network. His agency is overseeing a short-term loan program for small businesses that's now activated due to the coronavirus. He says different industries are feeling different pains.
Countless telephone calls, faxes, all applying for or asking inquiries about the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan. We haven't even been able to take a breath to actually do an accurate count of the number of inquiries and applications we received thus far.
Myrie says the majority of these businesses are retail and service, like restaurants or bars. If a small business gets the loan, they can pay it back through a federal loan, insurance, or by themselves. He also says Floridians should expect to see a federal loan program in the next few days. He's hoping this program will tackle the long-term effects of the coronavirus. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.